Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. Hello friends, Dustin Gress, the Greatness Facilitator here, your host for another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. And this is part two of our self-reflection questions. When you ask yourself these questions, you're going to learn more about yourself and have better direction, a better guide on what's going to bring you joy into your life. What direction your life is heading in. And when you really dig into these questions and you answer them honestly, it's going to give you so much more of a clearer picture of the direction you're heading in, and even where you've been and how you can improve upon the things that you've done in the past. So again, this is part two. We're to quick go over the first seven questions again. Number one, what are the mistakes I continue to make and why? Two, how do I distract myself? Three, what are my goals for the next month? Four, what are my goals for the next 5 to 10 years? 5, what do I like about my life? 6, what do I dislike about my life? And remember not to dwell on that one, just by recognizing the things that you don't like about your life, it gives you an idea of what you can change, what you need to change. And 7, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And if you're just joining us for the second half of these self-reflection questions, I encourage you to go back and listen to the previous episode to really get more in depth on those questions. And there's kind of like follow-up questions for each one. So again, what are mistakes I continue to make and why? How do I distract myself? What are my goals for the next month? What are my goals for the next 5 to 10 years? What do I like about my life? What do I dislike about my life? And what would I do if I weren't afraid? And that's going to take us into the second half of the questions. And number 8 is, what are the common characteristics of the people in my inner circle, the people I surround myself with? What are the things that they have in common? And this could be immediate family, your best friends, the people you trust and confide in, people that know the most things about you, your inner circle. What are the common characteristics do they share? And how do these people in your inner circle benefit you? That's what the question really is about. Because one thing you want to know is, do these people in your inner circle, do they challenge you in a good way? Do they make you become a better person? Do they make you want to be a better person, act with more respect for yourself? Do they correct you when you try to put yourself down? Do they lift you up when you are feeling down? Or do they just benefit off of the things that you are already doing well? Are they mooching off you or freeloading off you? So what are the common characteristics of the people in your inner circle, and how does it benefit you? Now, the relationships that you have with these people in these inner circle, it could be mutual relationships. Like, you want to surround yourself with people that are going to challenge you, that are going to make you better. But you need to make sure that you are giving to to the relationship as well. So it shouldn't all just be one-sided. They get something from you or you get something from them. You should be letting people know that if they are challenging you, that you're challenging them too, that you are making them become better people because of the time that they're spending with you. So, again, number 8, what are the common characteristics of the people in your inner circle? 9, what would I change about my job? What are the things you like about your job? What are the things you dislike about your job? Is there more that you can do within your job? Can you bring some sort of innovation to it and make it better in some way? And is your job meaningful to you? Are you getting up excited, ready to go to work for another day? Or do you dread going into work each day? That's something you gotta ask yourself. How much do you like your job? What could you change about your job to make it better, make it feel more meaningful for you? And sometimes it's just simply having that get to over the have to attitude. I talked about that in one of my previous, very recent episodes. Realizing the things you get to do, how it is meaningful versus the things you have to do. Because it's a job. There's going to be things that we don't like doing. But how can you make it more meaningful? I enjoy helping people. I enjoy making things better for them. I enjoy cheering them up. I enjoy helping them find their greater version of themselves or a greater life. So what are the things that you like about your job and what are the things that you could change about it? And trust me, if you go to your boss or supervisor with ideas how you can make the job, the company, better, your boss is probably going to be pretty excited about that, that you're going to have some new ideas. And they might not take shape right away. They might have some higher ups that they have to report to and that they have to run things by to implement any changes that you have in your mind when it comes to your job that you're currently at. But if you're at least taking those steps, it's going to kind of bring some fresh air into your job, into what you're doing each day. So again, what can you change about your job? Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify. And it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Next, what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a child? When you were a child and adults ask you the question, and they told you you could be anything you want to be, what do you want to be when you grow up? What did you say then? And are you doing that now? Or are you somewhere far, far, far away from what you said? And not everyone's going to be a princess or a ninja or a professional athlete. You know, professional athletes, 1% of people that play in sports make it to be professional athletes. But are you doing something close to what you want to be? Is it still relevant? Do you still have a passion for what you did as a child? Or is it completely out of your peripherals? And if it is completely out of your peripherals, then to bring a little bit of excitement back to your life, why don't you do something surrounding that job? Maybe pick, or that dream job, pick it up as a hobby, you know? See how you can get involved with it in some other way. You know, I wanted to be a professional basketball player growing up, and I was once told I could possibly be 6'7", and I stopped at about 6'2". And, you know, basketball is still one of my favorite sports to play, and I play it whenever I can. And softball, okay, it's not baseball, but playing softball is fun, so whenever I can get involved in those kind of things, it brings back that joy, that competitive spirit within me. And then, as I've mentioned in my story, over 20 years customer service experience, where I've thrived and enjoyed helping customers get the best experience that they can, getting them what they want and more whenever possible. Helped lead me to where I am as a life coach and trainer, the greatness facilitator. So, is what you wanted to be when you grew up, when you said that as a child, are you anywhere near that now? And how can you make that part of your life to breathe some passion and fun back in your life? Take a deeper look at that. Next question. What activity or subject that you love makes you lose track of time when you're doing it? Like, you know, earlier we talked about what are some things that make you waste time, that you lose track of time on. Like, what is one thing that you do that you're having so much fun doing it that you lose track of time? And how can you incorporate more of that, bring more of that passion and fun back into your life? How can you schedule more of that into your weekly life? That's something to take a look at, because we gotta have fun. We gotta make sure we're doing things that fill our battery, fill us with joy, fill us with happiness and excitement. So what's the thing that makes you lose track of time because you're having so much fun? And how can you do more of that? Figure out how to do that. I encourage you. If you were to give someone living an almost identical life to yours now, if you were able to give them advice, what would it be? Basically, if you were to give yourself advice, what would it be based on where you are at right now? And the reason I phrased it the way I did the first time, if you were talking to someone with an almost identical life to you, what advice would you give them? It's because sometimes we are terrible at taking our own advice. You know, there's a saying, you know, do what I say, not as I do. You know, like, why can't we do the things we say we're going to do? So how can you take more of your advice? What advice would you give yourself and how would you implement it? And remember, it doesn't have to be huge gestures, some huge action you have to take. Just start taking small steps towards the things that you're giving yourself advice on. Okay, the advice for yourself. Well, you need to lose weight because at the rate you're going, you're not going to be healthy. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be able to do the things. You're not going to be able to play with your kids. You're not going to be able to stay active and travel the world or do things. Well, it doesn't mean you have to go get weight loss surgery immediately. You can just start by going for a walk each day. How hard would it be to tell yourself to go for a walk and just do that? Go for a walk each day. Even if you just walk around your block, that's still something. So what advice would you give someone like yourself or yourself? And what are the very first steps you can do to take that? Next, again, let's add more passion and fun and joy into your life. What's something that I've always wanted to do but have never tried? I guess it's kind of similar to number 7. What would I do if I weren't scared, if I weren't afraid? But this is more, I guess, more like an activity or hobby versus a big goal. So what's something you've always wanted to try? Have you wanted to learn how to dance? To learn how to paddleboard? Learn how to surf? You know, what are some little things that that would bring you some excitement in your life that you could do? It's not a huge thing, but it'd be something different. And my wife, she took tap classes a long time ago, and she just recently found a tap dance studio that's literally around the corner from our house. Like, she's walked to the classes the couple times that she's gone so far, and I'm so excited for her to be experiencing that, having that joy and excitement for that. So what's something that you've always wanted to try but haven't done yet? Do it. Try it. You know, look online. You know, just Google search it. I'm sure you'll find leagues, classes, go to the library, you know, whatever it may be. Try it. Be fun. Next. What characteristics do you like and admire but don't have yourself? Who are some of the people that you look up to? It could be friends or family, teachers, people you've met, or it could be, you know, famous people throughout history, you know, be the person in the coffee shop, person working behind the counter that just knows everyone's name and knows their order and just is always greeting people with a smile and not afraid to talk to anyone. What are the characteristics that you admire but don't have yourself? Again, this is pretty similar to the 5 to 10 year goal. When you recognize what it is you want, what you admire, and what you want for your life, you can start implementing that in small ways into your life and start thinking, okay, what would this person do? You know, there's the what would Jesus do? WWJD. You know, start instead of Jesus, put whatever letter, you know, the first name of the person you want there instead. Or it could be Jesus. You know, doesn't matter. Could be Buddha. Could be Don, John, Jane, you know, Joyce. Doesn't matter. What are the characteristics you admire and don't have, and how can you start implementing those into your life? And lastly, what do I worry about? And why do I worry about it? When you are worrying about something, it takes up a lot of your energy and mind space and gives you anxiety and nervousness. Sometimes makes you freeze. Sometimes you can't take that step forward. So when you're worrying about something, what do you worry about? You got to ask yourself a couple questions. One, is there anything I can do about it? Is worrying actually benefiting me in any way? Is it really something that is going to affect me? And two, again, I said this, I believe, in a very recent podcast episode. Is a live or die situation? Is someone going to be hurt, maimed, killed because of your action or inaction? If not, then don't worry about it. You know, put it off or start formulating a plan on how you can take action so you don't have to worry about it anymore. How it can be something that you solve and fix and don't worry about anymore. So what do I worry about and why? Is it worth worrying about? What can I do to make myself stop worrying about it? Get advice from friends, family. See if they have ideas on if you should be worrying about it, and or how can you get over the worry. So there you have the second half of our reflection questions. And when you can take a closer look at your life and answer these questions, again, it's just going to help give you direction, give you focus. And when you can answer these questions and start forming your days, your activities, your weeks, the things you do, the things you want to do around your answers, and check back in with yourself on these questions. Maybe, you know, write all these questions down and revisit them from time to time. You would be amazed at how far you can go, how far of a transition you can make into a different life just by staying focused on your answers and how your answers have changed because of these small steps you've taken based on small steps you've taken based on your answers. Because when you answer these questions, when you ask yourself these questions and answer them, it's going to open up your eyes to all the possibility that really is out there waiting for you. The opportunities for a great life. And the thing is, only you can answer these questions for yourself. You can always get a boost of confidence from talking to your friends and asking for their advice and asking for their assistance on and keeping you accountable and those things, and that can help you along the way. But your answers to these questions and the way you live your life the way you react to the answers that you give is how your life will change. It's how you can step up to greatness. So answer these questions. Put your answers up somewhere where you can see them each day. Put them in your phone. So when you're sitting at a red light or taking a break at work or before you turn off all your electronics for the night, take a look and ask yourself, did I do anything today to get me closer to where I want to be based on these answers? Not every day is going to be perfect. It's all right if you have some days that aren't living the way that you want it to be. But don't let too many days go by. If you fall off for a day, get back on. And once you do, keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. Answer the questions. Get out of here. Go be great. Peace. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.